All right, everyone, welcome to the show. It is July 7th, 2021. My name is Eric Osterman, and I'll be leading the conversation. I'm the founder and CEO of Cloud Posse. We're a DevOps accelerator, and that means that we help companies own their infrastructure in record time by building it together with your team while showing them the ropes. So if that sounds interesting, head over to cloudposse.com/quiz to get started. Again, that's cloudposse.com/quiz to get started. For those of you new to the call, the format's very informal. My goal is to get your questions answered. So feel free to unmute yourself at any time when you want to jump in and participate. If you're tuning in from our podcast or YouTube channel, you can register for these live and interactive sessions by going to cloudposse.com/office hours. Again, that's cloudposse.com/office hours. We host these calls every week. Our call today is recorded, and we'll automatically post a recording of this session to our YouTube channel. So if you enjoy our content and want to support it, please hit those like and subscribe buttons. We'll also follow up with an email so you can share that with your team. So one more thing, it sounds like I have some audio problems here today. So please don't hesitate to speak up if my audio is dropping or send a message or something. Thanks. All right. So have you guys been able to hear me so far?
Yep.
Yeah, just all a right. couple tiny drops, but it was good.
Okay. Fingers crossed. Hold up. All right. So a couple short announcements here. One was that we are doing a Waypoint demo. Not next week, but the week after. Taylor Dolezal from HashiCorp is going to be giving that demo. For those of you not familiar with Waypoint, it's a relatively new product from HashiCorp that manages how you define in a declarative fashion kind of your continuous delivery workflows. And it's kind of like if you took Heroku and distilled it into all of the best parts of Heroku and wanted to self-host it. That's a little bit what Waypoint enables you to do. And it's, of course, very Terraform friendly, HashiCorp friendly to their other products. So tune in on the 21st to learn more about that. I haven't used it myself, so I'm just giving my best summary. We have, I announced last week, we have our new Terraform provider that we are maintaining called Terraform Provider AWS Utils. And if you check that out, we added three of the resources now that we need. It says my connection's unstable here, so I apologize for the horrible audio. But the gist of it is you can now programmatically with Terraform delete your default VPCs. This breaks all rules of Terraform, but you can do it now. And security hub control enablement and disablement. Works out of the box now with this provider, as well as configuring Security Hub organization settings. All right, then moving on. Copilot, I thought this was pretty funny. So Copilot, which we talked about last week, well, some security researchers already got to kicking the tires here. And the gist of it is that, Copilot has on the back end, their machine learning has crawled all open source on GitHub that is under some sort of permissive license, I presume, and indexed that. So, oh no, what happened to this tweet? It says unavailable. Is that my browser or is that the tweet? Huh. I wonder why that is. Anyways. The security researcher said that secrets were being leaked in Code AI in the autocomplete code snippets, and there were some screenshots for that. I don't know. I mean, you guys hearing me? Nothing's loading on my side. I'm feeling like this is not working.
You're both yeah, we can hear you. Actually fine.
All right.
Not seeing your screen though, if you meant to be screen.
The other announcement is Oh, really?
Yeah.
No. Oh, okay. Yeah. Then we will try that again. Yeah, at some point, I guess that stopped working. So, yeah, those three resources were here, just if you see this here, and we'll share these links afterwards for the VPC deletion and security hub controls. All right. Copilot, this was the thing that was announced last week at office hours, and during the week there was some news about this, but it was leaking secrets basically, and yeah, I don't know, it's, yeah, this was the gist of it. So I think GitHub was working on a quick fix for it, but who knows what else it could be leaking. Then again, I mean, it is not a problem with Copilot so much as it's a problem with people committing legit secrets to public GitHub repositories. The other announcement was Scorecard by Google, which was a pretty interesting thing. So I haven't kicked the tires on it yet, but the use case is kind of similar to what has come up from our customers. Like, they depend on a lot of open source. What is your rubric for kind of grading an open source project, and how many of the best practices for an open source project are being followed? Now, the tool itself is quite feature rich, supports a lot of checks, but there are a lot of these checks that require actually GitHub administrative permissions on the repo itself in order to validate. So I guess this is a good thing to run against your own repos, not so much as running against other people's repos. So I hear somebody typing there.
Sorry.
Mute, thank you. And any interest, has anybody seen this announcement or looked at Scorecard by Google?
No, actually, this is the first time.
First time to hear about it?
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Yeah. Another, yeah. So another one was, there was kind of like a false sense of security in RPM that has existed since the beginning of RPM, which is basically that RPM doesn't look at certificate invalidations or revocations rather. And that means that packages that that were signed by a revoked certificate could still be installed. So I don't know if there's any evidence of this having been exploited in the wild, but that was the problem uncovered. Also, I discovered a whole bunch of last week I showed you Terraform has Amazon rather has the infrastructure architecture repo for Terraform. Well, there's a whole bunch of Terraform modules actually under AWS samples as well. All right, guys, we might have to abandon ship on this one. My connection is not stable enough, and I don't have Andy here. So appreciate everyone for stopping by, but we'll have to postpone to next week.
All right, well, thanks anyway, Eric. Have a good week.
Yeah, we gave it a shot.
Bye, guys.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.